The Public Affairs Party expelled one of its top members on Tuesday evening, Deputy Chairman Yaroslav Shkarka, after he had told the press that the party was paying him under the table to ensure his silence on financial dealings. If true, such accusations could ruin the self-styled anti-corruption party, and whether true or not, they further unbalance a coalition government already beleaguered by scandals. Christian Falvey has a rundown now of the events of the last few days.
Yaroslav Shkarka has often been called the second man in public affairs, a questionable title in a party where it is often unclear who exactly runs what. In any case, he held a key role as the party's deputy chairman, vice chair of its steering committee, and plenipotentiary, responsible for signing official, including finance, documents. Yaroslav Shkarka was the chairman of public affairs for 4 years, until the election of Radek Yon, and he is one of few who have complete knowledge of the party's financial dealings. Thus it was all the more surprising when the same Mr. Shkarka told the weekly journal Respekt that he had been taking part in in-party corruption since October, receiving an assumedly untaxed half-million crowns in under-the-table envelopes from other high-ranking party officials. This, he reportedly told off the record to a reporter with a recording device concealed in her cleavage, while trembling in terror that he was being followed and intimidated, and begging that he not be named under any circumstances whatsoever, all of which Respekt promptly and dutifully published. Bafflingly, Yaroslav Shkarka's first response to his exposure was to laugh the story off as a bit of theater. Once he had realized he was being taped, he said he thought he would have a laugh and weave a yarn for the unsuspecting scoop seeker. Public affairs top leadership, however, took the joke rather seriously, unleashing a slew of heavy words, the likes of asinine, absurd, or idiotic, to describe the former party leader's contentions. With that, Mr. Shkarka went to the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes to confess that he had lied when he had said he was kidding, and that for the last 6 months his loyalty and secrecy had been rewarded with 55,000 crown payments from the party's inspector, Radim Bisložil, and budget committee member Michal Babák. An additional windfall came last week, he said, in the form of 170,000 crowns from the party's grey eminence, transportation minister and former private detective Vít Bárta. Some within public affairs have also cried conspiracy. According to Mr. Babák, all clues on Shkarka's revelations point to the Civic Democrat, quote, godfathers, who are intent on infiltrating the party and subverting it and the government, which they lead. More prosaically, Public Affairs MP Stanislav Hummel has repeatedly warned of wolves in the party's fold, most recently calling the party's leadership capable of anything, and warning his fellow members in the anti-corruption party of being puppets of the Bárta family's detective agency. Mr. Shkarka was expelled from the party on Tuesday evening in absentia. Mr. Hummel will be expelled on Thursday, inside sources tell the Daily Pravo. With that, the party that has been most intent on keeping its votes together becomes the first to release two potential defectors. Each new revelation in this case has been accompanied by threats of lawsuits and police investigations. Public Affairs is suing Mr. Shkarka for his claims. Mr. Shkarka has filed a complaint with the police that he is being intimidated. The police are investigating Mr. Shkarka for corruption. The Civic Democrats demand an apology from Michal Babák, who in turn is considering filing a suit against Yaroslav Shkarka for slander. Meanwhile, former Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek, who features nowhere in this three-day saga, has threatened to sue everyone involved. The opposition Social Democrats were unsurprisingly quick to demand the resignation of Vít Bárta and a vote of confidence in the government. If confirmed, they say the accusations would mean the most serious corruption scandal in the Czech Parliament's history. What course the rest of the coalition will take through the situation remains to be seen, but with several other scandals and alleged scandals on the table already, their current position is now more precarious than ever.
Okay, and my thanks there to Christian Falvey for the rundown on the situation with public affairs and the latest corruption scandal surrounding Yaroslav Shkarka.